Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Right, let's have a look at what's... we're looking at a film first. What have you got?
Okay, I think this is going to be the big one this weekend. It's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
More monkeying around.
Legend says ape and human live side by side. Impossible as that may seem.
Why do they hunt her?
She's smarter than most.
The elders did not tell us everything about this world.
Bend for your king.
Apes hunt humans.
The monkeys are still fighting.
They're still fighting. So Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, it follows the very kind of popular franchise that was rebooted in 2011, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Remember Andy Serkis
played Caesar? Okay, so this is set many generations after Caesar's death, and the new main hero ape character is Noah. And Noah lives in a village, and the village is very calm, and the villagers have built tree houses, and everyone's living in peace and harmony. They haven't figured out technology, but they've got a great grasp on the English language. The village is attacked, and Noah goes on a very familiar hero's journey to avenge the death of his father and whatnot.
So this isn't in any way related to the other ones, but for the fact that it's monkeys in this post.
It's set generations after Caesar's journey.
Right.
Yeah. There's only like two humans in this movie. One of them is Freya Allen. You might know her from The Witcher.
No.
No. Did you watch The Witcher? On a side note? No. All right. Okay. William H. Macy.
No.
He also plays another human that has been captured kind of like by the bad apes. He reads them books because the apes haven't figured out how to do that yet. CGI is absolutely fantastic, but I remember watching Rise of the Planet of the Apes. The CGI was incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think that's kind of the only thing really going for this movie because, as I said, it's an over-familiar story.
But the action is... I remember the other ones, the action was always great. Woody Harrelson was one of the last ones, I think, as a kind of a general. And the action was always pretty solid, no?
Yeah, no, there is action, but we've seen the story before, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Any good?
I probably would go to cinema to see it, yeah.
Okay. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, if you fancy some monkeying around this weekend. We'll do one more.
I really want to talk about John Mulaney Presents. John Mulaney Presents.
This completely went under my radar, and I love John Mulaney.
Yeah, it's called Everybody's in LA, and it's on Netflix, and it's live. It's live from LA, 7 p.m. LA time. There's about six episodes. I think there's been about four broadcast thus far, and it's got a real kind of nighttime 90s talk show feel about it.
What's it on?
Netflix.
It's live on Netflix.
It's live on Netflix.
So it's like a live TV show.
Yeah, it's broadcast across the world. Yeah.
And John Mulaney's presenting it.
John Mulaney's presenting it.
Holy hellcats. Have a listen to this. This is John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA.
Coming to Netflix this May.
Everybody. Everyone.
Everybody care.
John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA.
Six live installments of the program.
We're John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
He explores the city of Los Angeles.
With his comedian friends.
Featuring people equal to, but not necessarily.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Chris Rock.
And David Letterman.
Streaming live on Netflix.
Around the world.
With no delay.
7 p.m. Pacific.
10 p.m. Atlantic.
I'll be watching.
I'll be watching.
You'll look good.
I'll be watching.
They'll be watching.
And to our alien brethren, beam me up, Scotty.
So that's just a trailer. It gives us absolutely no sense of what the show's actually about.
The premise of the show is that it's all about LA, and each night there is a different topic, and the topic can range from coyotes to palm trees to helicopters. They're the three episodes that I've watched. And John Mulaney presents a guest panel, and usually it's his celebrity friends plus an expert in the topic that they're talking about that particular night. All of the show is based and centered in and around LA, and they do different sketches throughout the hour-long live broadcast as well.
Wow, and it's all live. So that what's up there then? That is what went out live during the live broadcast. And it's funny people. And of course, he's so well connected. He's humongous in comedy. If you've not seen him live, we went to see him live a few months ago.
In the Olympia, yeah.
He's so funny. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant. And he's been through the ringer in terms of addiction and his personal life. Just an incredibly funny guy. It's great to see him doing so. This is a really original idea for Netflix, though, isn't it?
It's so original and it's so smart. And there was times when I was watching the three episodes that I was like, is this true or is this a parody or am I not getting something here? Like, for example, they do a sketch where they go and they visit the Leonardo DiCaprio Computer Center, and it was built around where Leonardo DiCaprio and his family had a house, and obviously it was knocked down and it was built into a library, and Leonardo DiCaprio wanted to donate computers to this computer lab. And I thought it was a joke. I genuinely thought it was a joke. I was like, this is hilarious. You know, they're you know, Dina Skit. It's true. It is. The library is where Leonardo DiCaprio's family grew up. And he did donate, I think it was 10 computers. And they've got Leonardo DiCaprio posters up all over this little computer suite. So, and then there was an interview with Ray J. Ray J, who's an
from
LA.
The video.
Yeah, yeah. He's an LA resident. And I thought it was a joke because I was like, this is just a big ad for all of Ray J's businesses. And he was talking about how he's missing his wife and how the wife has left him. And I was like, oh, this. And then I Googled it. And the wife has filed for divorce for the fourth time in February. And he does own all the businesses that he was talking about. And there's also brilliant musical guests. Warren G performed Regulate on one of the shows. And St. Vincent also appeared as well. Jerry Steinfeld, Jon Stewart, Mae Martin, to name but a few of the comedians that have appeared on this show as well.
It's definitely worth having a look at. Like I say, I had no idea. But he did something for, well, he's done a couple of stand-up shows, specials, and then he did this one, a kind of a Mickey take of Sesame Street, John Mulaney and the Lunch Pail Gang. I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. It's spit out your teeth.
Ray Foley in the afternoons. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
Kira King over there.
Hello.
Hello. This is another Netflix show. Is it a show or is it a film?
It is a show. It's a 7-part mystery thriller on Netflix. It streams today. Its name is Bodkin and it is set in Ireland.
There's loads of familiar scenes. You're going to spot loads of places. You're going to go, I know that spot there. It's Bodkin.
I'm a journalist. I'm still consulting on a true crime podcast in the arse end of nowhere.
21 years ago, three people disappeared.
On the Irish night of the dead.
Samhain.
So cool.
We've never even had a serial killer in Ireland. We're naturally good people.
We are being threatened. It means there's a story here.
A thriller.
It's a thriller.
It's a thriller set in Ireland, and these podcasts descend on a small town in County Cork. So actually it's filmed in Union Hall, which is near Glendora in County Cork, I think. It's got a brilliant cast. You've got Siobhan Cullen. You have your man from William Forte from Saturday Night Live. Chris Wally, Pat Schwartz, Fionnuala Flanagan all feature. Ireland looks absolutely brilliant. I would definitely push past the first episode because I nearly stopped watching it after the first episode. I'm really glad that I didn't. I'm really into it now. It's very enjoyable. It's dark and it's quirky.
And it's Irish and it looks insane. It's Bodkin is the name of it. And a new Netflix, Irish Netflix production. You can check it out this weekend. King, lovely to see you.
Thank you, lovely to see you.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.